I have been accused of being anal retentive, an overachiever, and a compulsive perfectionist. Like, those are bad things. My disposition probably has a lot to do with the fact that I am technically a genius. Unfortunately, this label seems to precede me wherever I go. This afternoon, I sped over to Maddie's house on my bike. I was anxious to escape the hysteria the last day of high school seems to inspire. Kids flinging their arms around each other, teachers grinning with wild looks in their eyes, yearbooks flying back and forth in an autographing frenzy. As I emptied the contents of my locker into my briefcase earlier in the day, I had been optimistic that someone might ask me to sign their Rocketeer. In anticipation of this, I had drafted a truly original inscription, one that would showcase my sense of humor, something I have had little chance to share with my fellow students. I would start with quantum materiae materiator marmota, monax si marmota monax materium posset materiari, which translated from Latin means, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? And then here's the really funny part. I'd close with wa de nunone latine loquibar mea Neptune interdum modo illabitur. In English, that's, oh, was I speaking Latin again? Silly me. Sometimes it just sort of slips out. I would then finish with a flourish. Signed, Millicent L. Min. Eagerly, I waited for someone to stop long enough to hand me their Rocketeer. But the kids and their cliques just swarmed past without even slowing down. After a while, it became clear I was not on the top or even the bottom of anyone's autograph list. So I wrote my Latin inscription in my own yearbook and then bid John F. Kennedy High goodbye until the next school year. As I rounded the corner on my bike, I relaxed at the familiar sight of Maddie's house, a tidy white bungalow with green shutters and a bright red door. Despite the front porch ceiling fan chugging away in a valiant effort to ward off the heat, my grandmother did not appear to be home. With nothing better to do, I camped out on the steps and reread my Rocketeer. All the students look so much older than me. Yet that's to be expected. It's hard to believe I will be a senior next year. When I look back at my childhood, it doesn't seem like so long ago. Maddie swears it's because childhood is a state of mind. My mother insists it's because I am only 11 years old. Whatever. By the time Maddie arrived in her beat-up Dodge Dart, I had found 23 typos in the yearbook. Four of those were misspellings of my name. "Have you been here since school got out?" Maddie asked as she leapt out of the car. She doesn't act old, and no one has had the nerve to tell her she's a senior citizen. Without waiting for my reply, Maddie wrestled with a dragon in the back seat. It was about half my size and carved out of wood. "I can't believe you're still here," she said as she signaled for help. "School must have ended hours ago." "Of course I'm still here," I told her as I held the car door open. I decided not to ask what the dragon was for. With Maddie, sometimes it's better not to know. "Where else would I be?" Maddie smiled when she saw my Rocketeer. "How many times are you in it this year, Millie?" she asked. 12, I answered proudly. "That's great. Did a lot of kids sign your yearbook?" I don't really hang around with a lot of other students. I'm more of what you might call an independent. Still, I did manage to get one and almost two autographs at lunch today. Tommy Lesher is the chess club president and had prided himself on never having lost a match until I joined the club. "Sure, I'll sign your yearbook, Millicent," Tommy said as a grin crossed his face. "Just let me finish my sandwich first." His friends snickered as he chewed slowly. I wasn't sure what was so funny, but not wanting to appear rude, I laughed along with them. Then, wouldn't you know it, the bell rang before Tommy even had a chance to get out a pen. "Oops," he said, popping what was left of his sandwich into his mouth. "Gotta run. Sorry, Millicent. Maybe next year." "But you're graduating," I yelled as I watched him and his pals disappear into the crowd. Luckily, at that very moment, Amy Drew crossed my path. Amy Drew is this year's valedictorian. I admire her immensely, and she has never failed to return my hellos in the hallway. Here is what she wrote. Millie, stay cool. Love always, Amy D.